Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 12. The Sufferings of Christ. Well, as you can tell from the title, I'm going to take this verse and apply it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say once again that the first meaning of this, the main meaning of this, the paramount meaning of this, in this sense, is that this is Judah, this is Jerusalem, this is Jeremiah, lamenting over the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. But Jeremiah's words, the lamentations themselves, the words here in Lamentations 1 verse 12, are of such power that in a sense, even the sufferings of Judah and Jerusalem and Jeremiah have to give way to the suffering of Christ here. So, above all, perhaps, I said paramount just now, what I mean by that is the first meaning of this is Judah and Jerusalem. But here is a picture, I believe, and more than a picture, it is a declaration of Christ. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see, is any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me, that the Lord brought on me in the day of his fierce anger? Charles Wesley wrote a hymn on this, is ruined by his blatant Arminianism, but he wrote a hymn on it. Charles Wesley saw the sufferings of Christ, all you that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. And Spurgeon, amongst many others, preached sermons on this. As he said, for centuries men have seen Christ here. The first question, is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look to whom this question is addressed, all you who pass by. The casual, the watchers, the spectators, the drifters, the gawkers, the ones who come out for a view, the grockles, as they say in Somerset, I think it is, the tourists, the rubbernecks. People just curious. Is that you, my friend? People are curious about the sufferings of Christ. They're moved by the sufferings of Christ. They're moved by the ethics of Christ. The stories of Jesus, especially the parables, and especially, of course, the Christmas story, as they call it. But here is Christ. What a question. What a poignant question. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? What? Look around. And see, there's the command. Look around. Think about these things. Consider these things. Look into these things. And here's the great question, the second question. Is any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me? Inflicted by the Romans. Inflicted by the Jews. But let's go even deeper. It was inflicted by the Romans, yes, because the Jews wanted it done. But it was inflicted above all by the Lord himself, that the Lord brought on me in the day of his fierce anger. Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Lord did smite him in the day of his wrath. Let me finish with the first question. Is it nothing to you? Now, it's not just the sufferings of Christ. I'm not just appealing. I don't think Christ is appealing here. Just simply be moved by the passion, by the blood and the nails and the thorns and the spear. No, no, no. It's ask the question, why? Why did Christ suffer in this way? Why is he so afflicted? And why was judgment so inflicted on him? Why was it inflicted on me, he says, that the Lord brought on me? Why? Because he was bearing the punishment of his people. And because he was earning righteousness for them. He was suffering in the room instead of his people. In my place condemned he stood. Seal my pardon with his blood. This is the great work of substitutionary atonement. The great work of Christ in obeying the covenant, coming under the law, and suffering the wrath of God for my sin. No wonder Luther said, this is the greatest sinner who ever lived, in the sense that he was bearing the punishment of all his people's sins. and the wrath of God came upon him. The heavens went black. Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing to you, my friend? Not simply the pain, the suffering, the affliction of trouble and torment and anguish, but is it nothing to you that Christ should bear his people's sins? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Behold the Lamb of God that carries away, that bears away the sin of the world. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see. Is there any suffering like my suffering? Because it's substitutionary. It's vicarious. And not for sins of his own. He who had no sin is being made sin and sin offering and punished for my sin, in my place condemned, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That the Lord brought on me this infliction in the day of his fierce anger. Will nothing move you, my friend? Not just the suffering, but the purpose of it. Now, I'm going to read Charles Wesley's hymns. I'm going to make certain adjustments to get rid of the blatant Arminianism which ruins the hymn. All you that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you is it nothing that Jesus should die? My ransom and peace, my surety he is. Come see if there ever was sorrow like his. He dies to atone for sins not his own. My debt he hath paid, and my work he has done. You all may receive the peace he did leave, who made intercession, my Father, forgive. For sinners like me, he prayed on the tree. The prayer is accepted, the sinner is free. That sinner am I, who on Jesus rely, and come for the pardon God cannot deny. His death is my plea, my advocate see, and hear the blood speak that has answered for me. He purchased the grace which now I embrace. O Father, thou knowest, he hath died in my place. Well, my friend, I urge you to look, consider, and look to, and call upon and trust the merits and sufferings, the blood and righteousness of Christ. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see, is there any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me, that the Lord brought on me in the day of his fierce anger? Lamentations 1:12. Oh, look to Jesus and be saved now, I plead with you, for Christ's sake. Oh, come now. Amen.